Captain Vishnu Mahindra was commissioned into the Indian Navy as an engineer officer on 1st January 98 as part of 10th Naval Engineering Course. He has done afloat appointments on board iron ships Gomti, Ganga, Agra and Bias. In addition to staff and instruction billets, he was a fleet engineering officer for the Western Fleet for more than 2 years from 2016 to 2018. He underwent M.Tech in Computer Science Engineering and Information Technology from IIT Kharagpur from 2004 to 6, when he undertook a project on information fusion using machine learning and dabbled with support vector machines. He attended the 67th staff course at Wellington and 28th NSCC at NWC Goa and earned his MSc and MPhil degrees in Defense and Strategic Studies with research focused in the realms of cyberspace, underwater technologies and autonomous vehicles. He has been tenanting the appointment of Captain IT at Naval Headquarters since 30th November 18 and closely involved with data management, unification and AI. I would request Captain Vishnu Mahindra to commence his paper presentation.
May I have your permission to start, sir?
Please.
So in the next 15 minutes, I shall present a paper titled Data Curation and Cleaning Using Artificial Intelligence, which is a critical step for scalable data unification. Yesterday and today, most of the speakers have mentioned directly or indirectly that for AI or any smart digital technology, data is the gold which provides a foundation for successful artificial intelligence projects. This talk is a result of a serious effort at Naval Headquarters, which is attempting to solve a real-world problem of data unification. I will cover my presentation under the following heads. We are all aware about the three V's of big data: volume, velocity, and variety. Unifying data from multiple data sources and generating meaningful insights is the variety problem. And it is like managing that 800-pound gorilla which you see in the corner, sir. Data within the Navy, like any 70-year-old enterprise, has slowly grown in various silos. Some data is obviously structured, some semi-structured, or completely unstructured. One of the speakers today in the morning session had mentioned that 96% of the data in all world's enterprises is unstructured. In order to generate insights from various databases, which the Navy has approximately 300 in number, various big data solutions were offered by the IT industry and very closely examined at Naval Headquarters. And we realized that we just could not push any solution. It's not an easy fit. Also, we needed to provide solutions and insights very rapidly. Our senior hierarchy does not have the patience to wait. Imagine 300 databases, each having its own schema and data dictionary, and we are trying to make sense of it within microseconds and milliseconds. How do we make sure that we fully trust our data? Data as is present in these multiple databases needs to be curated and cleaned. Data which is unstructured needs to be parsed, processed, weighted, and put into some structure for analytics. As per the New York Times, 60% time is required by an enterprise data scientist to clean and organize data before he can generate insights. As an example, in a database, Jeff Bezos could exist as Jeffrey Bezos, as J. Bezos, or just Bezos, yet they are the same entity. In the Naval Pay Office, my date of commission is 01 July 1997, and in the HRMS database of DOP, it is 1 January 1998. Which data should I trust? Somewhere my salary is called pay, and somewhere it is called wages. How should I combine this data? The point that I'm trying to make is that we cannot just use the data as is. Can AIML be used to automate the process of data cleaning? I firmly believe without using AIML, data cleaning will be a very difficult activity. Of course, a human or a domain expert will always be required in the loop. Before the concept of AIML fully matured for large-scale data cleaning and unification, somewhere around 2015, certain major initiatives have been in progress at Stanford. The famous Wrangler project was started as an open source code hosted on Stanford University's official website. After the Wrangler project matured, the Wrangling tools were taken into a private venture and a company called Trifacta was born. Incidentally, the CEO of Trifacta is now working for the company called Tamer, which I will talk about a little later. DARPA and US Department of Defense funded another project at Stanford called Deep Dive, which provides the user with a pre-learned engine which paleontologists can use to generate insights. The Deep Dive engine is already mature, fully learned to handle any kind of an input in the field of paleontology, and the user does not have to undertake any learning. Emergence of new generation programming languages like Python, R, SAS, etc., have provided the programmer with very powerful and automated tools for data curation and cleaning. The key thing is quality of the insights that are generated, and that can only happen if the data is trustworthy and clean. When we try to combine multiple databases on the fly at scale from geographical distributed locations, the cleaning process must be automated, else a lot of time will be wasted. Now I'll talk about the various generations of data unification. The first generation systems, which came in the middle to late 90s, utilized classically the data warehouses, namely the famous steps of extract, transform, and load. Early ETL tools utilized scripting languages and static rules for transformation tasks. These first generation tools were simply too slow, and by the time the analysts generated insights, the business itself had moved on. Then came the second generation systems. These also used ETL tools, but with pre-embedded rules and already dovetailed into the application. These tools perform data cleaning using hard-coded data lookup tables. This is nothing but the concept of master data management, often called MDM. Enterprises had to resolve duplicate entities into a golden record. These human-generated, rules-based systems were second-generation AI tools, but could simply not scale. Almost a human analyst could write approximately 500 rules for data transformation, but these are simply not good enough. During yesterday's presentation by commanding officer at Navjeevani on healthcare, I realized that analysis of an X-ray or a radiology report by a machine requires huge number of data sets and simply cannot be based on limited rules, as each disease or pattern of disease has its own data variety. COVID-19 has undergone multiple mutations, which are extremely difficult to catch by the human brain and requires an automated system to be caught. Then came the third generation. To solve problems having significant variety, rule-based systems, as I stated, completely fall short. AIML systems can classify and establish millions of patterns and analyze transactions. If learned correctly, can solve the second generation classification, entity consolidation, and golden record construction on the fly, of course, with the human in the loop to validate the results. One of the only companies in the world which is confident today of undertaking data unification at machine learning is a company called Tamer. This company has been founded. Mike Stonebreaker has very strong views about data lakes. He says that data lakes are actually data swamps, and they are a marketing gimmick on which the entire big data industry is thriving. Hadoop is just a file system and does not solve your big data problem. Mike lays down 7 steps or tenets for a scalable automated data unification solution for large scale enterprises like the Indian Navy. So these tenets are ingest, that is sourcing data from operational data systems, classically using APIs and wrappers, cleaning of data, that is handling obsolete addresses, null values, etc., performing transformations, for example, converting euros to dollars or airport name to a city name, undertaking schema integration, for example, salary in one system may be called wages in another, deduplication, which is also called entity consolidation. Jeff Bezos and Jeffrey Bezos may be the same people or maybe not. This needs to be followed by classification. For example, determining how much money has been spent in an organization for buying Windows licenses. This trivial question is not easy for a complex system to answer. Finally, the data has to be exported and made available to the subscribers in downstream systems. An automated system would not use brute force algorithms, but smarter ones which use machine learning for complex analytics. For analytics to commence, data has to be clean and trusted. Incidentally, I'm just presenting this model of Tamer, which uses data unification at scale. They just won a contract with the F-16 fighter jet manufacturing project, which has been in vogue for the last 30 years. Wherein they use machine learning to combine data from multiple and hybrid data sources and have generated insights about the tail design of the aircraft, which were not discovered even 30 years ago. I'm just flashing the Tamer's architecture, where they have used AI/ML for curating and cleaning data. We are in a unique moment in time. Applied machine learning, cloud technology, and digital transformation journeys have converged together, and we have to quickly evolve, otherwise we'll be left far behind. Data can be mastered using machine learning. The old ways was the rules-based approach, which utilizes scripts, hard-coded rules, uses the classical waterfall model for software development, which may take months to years, and the data accuracies can range from 60 to 80%, whereas modern data management and unification companies like Tamer have just emerged and are using machine learning to clean data in days to weeks and achieving 90% accuracy. Thus, the problem which was mentioned by Mr. Bhope from Deloitte seems to be getting solved by thinking companies. In the end, to summarize, it has been stated by various experts that most enterprises which are in the game of data unification utilize most of the time and effort in cleaning of data. Cleaning data is a time-consuming process, often done manually. Most solution providers also use a rules-based approach, which has its limits. Like the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Southern Naval Command, had mentioned yesterday, AI/ML has the ability to recognize multiple patterns and can beat any manual effort when millions of records and transactions have to be processed in a large enterprise. Automation of data curation and cleaning using AI and ML is inescapable in the big data world. I would like to conclude my lecture with the following takeaways. Data of any large scale enterprise will always be dirty. I'm sure as AEOs and DLOs of capital ships, we have gone to no length to go to the material organization and identify spares manually, should we get surprised that a large size valve has arrived where we wanted only a PCB. We can just not trust a large databases. They always are dirty. One cannot transform data without involving the user or the human element. Machines are not as smart as we think they ought to be. To unify data at scale, use of AI and ML tools is inescapable and must be encouraged. We need to build automated data pipelines, context-based APIs and wrappers, and user-specific insights from clean data. Very large monolithic companies may not offer the best solutions. We need to involve startups who can use smart systems like Tamer to build our data unification frameworks. Just because Google and Amazon and Microsoft and Cloudera are using something does not mean we must use it. Often the smartest solutions and the best ideas are not thrown up by large conglomerates. Just because the word Hadoop is catchy does not mean we have to use it. Maybe a simple Excel sheet can solve our problem. New technology for the non-technical user are simple semantics, and the problem of the real world user should never be forgotten. Navy is at a threshold to leapfrog and use machine learning based data unification. I have finished, sir. The house is open for discussions.
May I ask the audience if they have any particular question to the speaker? You may raise your hand or type in your question. Sir, we have one question from the audience that what kind of data fusion technologies are being used or are being planned to use in the Indian Navy in certain coming times?
We have done a project. I will not mention it in the open domain, but we have done a project very closely associated with DWE, where we have, dabbled with weapon logistics. During that exercise, we had a small startup, which is obviously with retired two commanders, AP Singh and Dheeraj Khanna. They used Python, and they were able to deduplicate data on the fly from the database that they had. And the wonderful part was that there were certain anomalies that were detected, which obviously required the human user to come inside and say, oh, this is wrong. This crab system or whatever system they're using, it is repeating this. The same spare is being demanded by the same ship 80 times. And we realized to the horror that the same spare had some 80 listings and 80 spare codes, but it was the same item. So these kind of anomalies is where, things like Python and statistical, maybe I think Python is the most powerful tool at the moment, which can solve such problems. So yes, we have doubled, and there is enough chaos if you try to merge 300 databases. I mean, I'm just giving an example. If you try to get into every schema and try to merge it, it's a big, big challenge.
So you are completely right. Data fusion has got a lot of application in Indian Navy. Even in one of my projects, I was using AIS messages coming from 3 to 4 different companies, satellite AIS messages. One of them was Exactor. So the ship's AIS location from 3 different companies were almost co-located, but different. And then we have to apply some Python-based fusion technology to actually pinpoint the location of the ship. And this is definitely a good technology, which is definitely required in Indian Navy. So,
in fact, sorry to interrupt you. When I was doing my M.Tech, my guide was Dr. Sudeshna Sarkar, who's heading the AI and the Computer Science Department at IIT Kharagpur. And sure, she told me to work in information retrieval, and I jumped into information fusion, incidentally. And in those days, we were not even aware that we are doing, AI or ML. And it was just a tool. So I used the classical support vector machine, which was mentioned earlier, binary classifier. And I was able to work on a project in which I would Google, say, a keyword, and it would introduce millions of records. My job was to combine these millions of records without repetition into a single page, and that too in a few milliseconds. So it was very, very difficult using classical languages like C and C++. Notwithstanding, we did it. And we confined ourselves into a domain of healthcare at that point in time, because healthcare is very easy to classify. But just imagine the kind of, you know, the tool was so powerful, the support vector machine, that by just simply learning it with three simple inputs, one set of inputs which would be neutral, that, okay, this particular thing is talking about, say, for example, cause of a disease. Now, cause of a disease, if you want to make learn a classifier, you have to first feed all those paragraphs into the machine which don't talk about causes. So you get the negative inputs. Then you feed in all those paragraphs into the machine which talks about only causes. And then you, you know, somewhere in between. So, I mean, you are now into the new generation of AIML tools, where you can get into deep learning and, you know, back propagation and all these latest tools. We use support vector machines those days.
So we have a question from Captain PP Singh. What is the difference between data fusion and data unification?
See, data fusion would be classically in context. That means today, say I want to find out what is my reputation in the market of the Indian Navy with respect to China, for example. So this becomes a very in context driven activity. Unification, when I'm trying to unify, I am looking essentially at combining structured data from multiple data sources. And let's say, I'll give you an example. One example of fusion and one example of unification. Fusion, like I mentioned, I want to know, I want to combine, say, 100 records from Google, 100 pages from Google into one page on a single topic, say Formula One racing. And I'm typically using unstructured text. So when I do fusion, I'm into unstructured data. I'm using parsing techniques. I'm using, you know, data classification, text classification. All that comes into fusion. But when I'm doing data unification, I'm trying to, weed into the, you know, deep dive into a record in DOP database. I might have a visitors database sitting somewhere in Western Naval Command where my name figures. I might be also sitting in a database in the, say, the Armed Forces Secure Access Card. I might be into that also. I might be at multiple places. Now, when I'm trying to create a golden record or a master data which I can trust, that's where unification comes. That means, can we offhand say that there are, say, 5,000 units in the Navy or 2,000 units in the Navy, or what are the units in the Navy? Every database has got a separate unit master. So when I try to combine multiple structured masters into one common master, this is a classical step of unification.
Thank you, sir. Your talk has been really interesting, and I can clearly see a lot of questions pouring in the Q&A tab, sir. But I have to move on to the next speaker. So I would request you, while you are here, as in the login, you may click on the Q&A tab, and there are two questions which you may like to answer, and maybe some of them are about some confidential framework which that you can connect with the person who is asking questions, Sri Vivek Srivastava, Scientist Lead, and then answer him. Sir, thank you for your enlightening the participant with your informative talk. The topic covered during the session, such as data wrangling, data unification, data curation, and data mastering using machine learning, have presented important perspectives of AI to the audience. I thank you once again for this engrossing paper presentation and sharing your vast knowledge and experience. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.